And if you are trained in the UK, the assessment is actually fairly simple. It's one of supervision by two appropriate assessors in the hospital that you are fortunate enough to get a job in. And in fact, it says here quite early is that you need to find a hospital position first. So if you can get a hospital position, that's tremendous. And then you go through a series of assessments, which are really just logbook assessments, that happen over a two-year period. There is no exam that the British-trained trainees need to undertake at the end of their two-year period. And then that allows them to be employed in the public hospital system, but you don't have rights to private practice for 6 years. So that's the current status of affairs for international medical graduates. And I think we've got a similar problem in Australia and New Zealand, in that we're going to have to brace ourselves for the tsunami of trainees, you know, that are finishing, where there may not be sufficient posts available for them.